It's Ladies' Day here in Gordo's Corner, always a very popular segment, always the most controversial, and sometimes the most adult in nature. Ladies' Day.
Listener discretion is advised.
So I got to thinking about this topic because I have a friend who recently re-entered the dating pool. It's a she. It's a girl friend.
It's a she?
It's a she. The creature I'm talking about is a she. And she met this guy online dating, and so, you know, give him a shot. So she goes out with him, and he says that they're going to go to dinner. Well, he picks her up, comes time for dinner, and he says, well, the place I was going to take you, I couldn't get a reservation there, and I want you to meet my parents anyway. First date.
Wow.
And they go to a Chuck E. Cheese where his brother's kid was having a party and the grandparents were there. And so he said, well, we'll just eat here since I got to stop by this party anyway.
That's
that was
terrible.
Their dating experience.
Did she go out with him again?
No, she did not go out with him again.
Good.
However, at the end of the night, after being at a Chuck E. Cheese with all these children, right? And he's completely harshed her mellow, right? Because she's checked out of this long before. But they're kids, so she has to plaster a smile on her face. I mean, parents and all that. He tries moves on her when he's dropping her off.
Okay, but if he would have couched that as, hey.
Oh, and also he had a flask, and he was getting drunk the whole time.
In front of the kids.
Wow, this guy needs to go to dating school.
That is a bad dating experience.
But, you know, if they knew each other just a little bit, and they said, to, you know, he said to her, hey, I want to go out with you. We'll go on a real date at some point, but why don't you just, you know, come to my my brother's kid's birthday party. And
that's still weird.
If he would have presented it that way, and then followed up in a different.
I think the flask
and all that stuff.
I think that's still weird, and I think that the woman would have found some way to get out of it. Oh, actually, I can't do anything that night. It was very uncomfortable also because, to hear her tell it, she was really dressed up. She thought they're going to a restaurant. So she's showing up at a Chuck E. Cheese wearing, you know, evening wear practically.
Right.
And he was wearing jeans and, you know, a Bo Hunters Do It Better t-shirt. I don't know what he was wearing.
Plus, if you're the woman and you do what George said, you say, oh, we'll go on a real date sometime, but I want you to come to Chuck E. Cheese tonight. Doesn't the woman think, well, why don't we just wait one more night and take me on a real date?
Right.
Why do you have to force
like
the Chuck E. Cheese?
I like you and I want you to meet my family. Hey, my family.
But we haven't dated yet.
It's a first date. You don't meet the family on the first date.
Let's not call it a date. Let's just, you know, call it something else.
So the question for our P1 chick females who are feminine in nature is, what is your worst dating experience? Because people have had bad ones. God, dating is just so awkward.
It's awful.
It's horrible. How are you supposed to prove yourself to somebody? It's like a cold audition.
Let me ask you this. In the dating world, used to be the tradition was, okay, you take him out for a movie and dinner. Is it now with the kids best to don't do dinner, but pick him up at 9 and you go to a club or you go to a bar or something like that? And that's
just meet at a club,
date.
And then you're going to get all pissed off that she's grinding on some other guy.
You don't meet there. You pick her up, and that's where you go. It doesn't have to be a club. It could be a bar or something like that. In other words, is the traditional movie and a dinner still the way to go for the date, or is it transformed into something else?
Not movie on the first date, because you don't get to talk to him.
Okay.
Uh-oh, here's a dating expert.
Okay.
Not an expert. I've just done it a lot.
Yeah, and how's it worked out for you?
Awesome. Thanks for asking.
I've never, in my extensive dating career, which is ongoing and very active, I might say, right now, I've never taken a girl to a club. Not a bar. A club, right?
No,
that's what you're asking about.
I don't think I ever did either.
Either one, you know. Either one. You go listen to some, I say club. It could be a bar where there's a live band or something.
I may have followed a group of girls to a club just to be with one of them or all
Creep.
Of them.
But, that is a little weird.
But you know. I never took a girl to a club. That's
actually
a good one, though, that story. I don't know if anyone can top it. And by the way, if you want to try, 214-787-1310, women only, worst date experience.
Okay, now there's another story that could have been told from the female's perspective, but it happened to me, my male friend, who botched a date so badly. He takes her to a restaurant, nice restaurant. He, as they're waiting, right, because he had somehow messed up the reservation time, and they got there way earlier than the reservation time. So they're having to wait, and the place is a zoo, right? I mean, it is packed, in the waiting area packed, so there's no place to really sit down. So she's having to stand on this first date. He's standing there, too, feels very bad and awkward because he's already messed up the reservation, and she looks a little put out.
Mm-hmm.
So he starts asking her questions. So, you know, like,
worst.
So where are y'all from? I mean, where are your parents from? How long you've lived in Dallas and everything? And as he does this, he casually crosses his arms and is going to lean up against the wall, right? Real kind of smooth, suave move as he's asking about her life.
Right. Kick ass.
And then as he leans against the wall, he presses the button on the rheostat and the whole restaurant goes dark. The whole front of the restaurant goes dark. All of a sudden, diners are...
Forks drop.
He said it was such a horrible recovery because as soon as all the lights go out, he goes, "Oh, God!" So as soon as the lights come on, so he turns them back on. And you know those rotary rheostats. He turned them back on, but as he's fumbling with the switch and everything, he had cranked it to 11, which is normally is on 2.5.
So it's like spotlights?
Yes, and the lights come on in the restaurant, and everyone just, he's X-raying all the diners.
So now she thinks he's super dork.
Now she thinks he's super dork. And it didn't end with that. He ended up having a touch of gastrointestinal problems during the dinner because he's so nervous. He's so worked up over this. He says he had some really strong coffee at the end of dinner that didn't sit well with his tummy.
He didn't try to float some, did he?
No. He had to excuse himself and go to the restroom. But the damage was so severe as he was trying to get to the restroom that he had to unload an article of clothing in there.
He left his underwear in the toilet.
In the stall, in the corner.
Oh. He didn't even throw it away?
In the handicap stall.
Well, my God, he didn't tell her about that when he went back to the table, did he? Oh, that was bad. I didn't leave my underwear in the bathroom.
No, he didn't.
Well, that's good.
Why is it a pair of underwear?
Just don't worry. I don't understand that either. It's a pair of pants, too, but no one wears just a pant.
You don't wear just one underwear.
But I could see a pair of pants because there are two legs, but a pair of underwear?
Got two holes to put your legs in.
That's right. All right, so those are my stories. Those are the ones that I have for you.
I love the lighting guy.
Underwear. All right, let's hear from our P1 females, shall we? Let's go to the phones. 214-787-1310, your worst dating experience. Craig, who do we have first?
Melissa.
All right. Yeah. Melissa, how old are you?
I am 28.
Okay, now are you married now?
I'm married now.
Okay. When did you marry? How old were you?
I was 22.
Wow, that's young.
Yes, right out of college.
You have any crotch fruit?
Do I have any what?
Kids.
Yes, I have two kids.
Okay. All right, what's your worst dating experience?
I was taken to dinner, and then I was taken to a semi-professional pro wrestling event?
Semi-pro?
Yeah, like in an auditorium.
What's wrong with that?
Where you don't know who any of the people are.
Yeah, that sounds
so there were no stars. You're not watching.
No.
But was he really into it?
Yeah, he was really into wrestling. But I don't think he really knew who these people were. We just went to a wrestling event.
Huh.
Sounds like you dated Ty.
Might have.
Don't think so.
And did you continue dating him?
I did. I actually married him.
Oh wow.
Uh-oh.
So it ended up okay.
It worked.
It did, but it was extremely awkward. Not very much fun.
And
I wouldn't recommend it.
Are you happily married?
I'm happily married, yes.
Are you blonde?
No, I'm not.
Told you.
Brunette.
Everywhere?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
What are these questions?
I don't know.
They're just on the list. We have to ask them.
Per
form.
Okay. Okay, is this what makes this people need to advise when they're listening. These are the questions that you're asking.
That's right. I don't understand your point, but okay, so Melissa, you're 26 and 28. Oh, you're 28? That's too old. All right, we got to let you go.
Okay, thanks.
All right, who do we have next, Craig?
This is lovely Lori.
Lori?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear him say my name. I was taken to dinner and then taken to a swingers club.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
I guess you know what he wanted to do.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32. Was this the guy you ended up marrying?
No.
Did you date him?
I never see him again. No.
Okay, so tell us.
My roommate came and get me.
Your roommate came and got you?
Yeah, I went to the bathroom because I was so uncomfortable because there was a lot of overweight women all dressed in lingerie, and I was all dressed up and fully clothed. So I just felt really awkward, and I couldn't take it anymore. So I went to the bathroom and called my roommate, and she came and got me.
How could a guy do that on a first date? I don't understand
It's a calculated risk, Craig. I've had to make this decision many times.
You never gave him any indication that you were into that?
No, never. No. It was our first date. It was Valentine's Day. He tried to take me for a long time. Yeah. And I finally gave in to go out on a date. But, yeah, that was a big mistake.
Well, don't you appreciate his honesty right up front? This is how he rolls, and this is what he does on Friday night.
But so he was after you for a long time, but on the first date, he doesn't want to be with you. He wants to trade you out for someone else?
Yeah, and he was actually going to other couples and socializing with them because I think that's what you do there. And then I guess you go home with other people. But, yeah, I mean, he was, like, full-fledged, mingling with everybody and... Wow. I didn't want, and he didn't tell me that's where we were going to go. He just said we were going to meet up with a couple of his friends, and they are swingers.
Nice.
So he told you that his friends were swingers?
No, he didn't tell me. He just said we were going to meet them somewhere, and then when we got there, that's when he told me they were swingers.
Awesome.
Okay, so when you pull up to the club, and what's the club name? Wife Swap or?
It's called Friends. It's in Austin, but it doesn't even look like a club. It's like this building with dark tinted windows, no name on the front, and then you go down this long hallway and like you got to have a membership there. It's like real secretive.
What's a dilding? What
building?
Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you get out of there, and you didn't even tell him that you left. Or did he watch you leave with your friend?
Oh, he watched me leave. I told him I was out of there.
Well.
All right. So you never swung ever since, huh?
No. No.
Well, hang in there. Hope you recover.
Huh. All right. God bless.
Never call this station again.
Norm. Calm down. All right. Who do we have next, Craig? Clear?
This is Jennifer, and she's calling on the 800 line.
All right.
Ooh, that means you are naughty.
It's been in my phone. I didn't know there was another one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, Jennifer. Now, let's get to know you a little bit. Are you married?
I am married.
Oh.
Or?
Is it... Whoa.
Don't call her that.
Is it failing in any way, the marriage?
No. I'm
kind of unsatisfactory? He just doesn't listen to you anymore? Passion's kind of gone?
No, we're good to go. We're good to go.
Okay.
I've had enough bad dates to know that I'm good to go for now.
All right,
tell
give us a couple
about
bad dates.
Your eyeballs.
I'm sorry?
No, don't disregard Norm.
What?
I went on this one date, and this guy took me to dinner, and all I knew about him is that he was a cop, and I don't like, sorry for all the cops out there, but I don't really like the cop thing too much. So we went out to dinner, and we're just talking, whatnot, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, he goes, well... You know, I've only got one ball. It's like, oh, okay. And he proceeded to talk about how he has one ball. That was what he wanted to talk about tonight.
Yeah, you don't do that on the first date.
No.
Yeah, you pretend you have two balls on the first date.
Jennifer, you shouldn't you shouldn't have used the 800 line. You should have called on the one ball line.
And
here for 30 more minutes.
Nice. So, yeah,
did you ever get visual or manual proof of the...
I did not. No, I didn't want to. And the date was weird anyway. He started out with that, and I was like, okay. And then he proceeded into, like, a whole testicular cancer story. So
that's a turn on.
Yeah, exactly. And so then he ended up talking about sex, and he wanted to know how many partners, the craziest place you've had sex, and he just proceeded on with these stories of...
Sounds like Gordon.
Except I got three.
That was pretty much my day. Afterwards, we ended up, I called a friend, and I went to a bar, the same bar we were supposed to go to. So I had a friend meet me there, and he ended up going down, like, my rap.
Oh, wow. All
right. Easy now, Jennifer. We don't need details.
So he wanted to know what happened when I got, if I ever got arrested or if I got tickets, because he was a cop, so he looked everything up on me before he took me out.
And were you honest about everything?
Yeah, I don't care. He told me he had one ball.
Yeah, so he at least confides in you that. See, that's a pretty good tactic. He confides in you about that, so therefore you answer his questions honestly.
I honestly think I told him, I said, well, I think you know everything enough about me, so whatever.
So how many partners had you had at that point?
I don't believe I gave an answer. I pled the fifth.
But if you had given an honest answer, let's say you had given an honest answer.
I bet a lot.
You didn't give an honest answer.
Well, what's your body count now?
I don't count. Numbers are overrated.
Ooh, that means
numbers are overrated.
More than she
whore,
cares to
you're
tell
a whore.
Us.
Whoa, don't call Gordon that.
Why are you calling me that?
I know. Anywho, so that was one of my
stories. Over 20?
No.
Over 30?
Isn't over 30 over 20?
Yes, but don't pay attention to that. I'm tricking
you. There you go.
All right, how old are you?
35.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
You're in a bad cell.
We lost her there.
Yeah, we need to let you go there.
Control with the ball do.
All right, you want one more?
One more.
All right, this is Sexy Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you're older, right?
I'm old enough.
40?
Thank you.
Oh, that means 50.
Uh-oh. Are you collecting Social Security?
No.
How old are you?
Not that bad. I'm old enough to be wise enough to know not to answer that question.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. What's your horrible dating experience?
I had a guy one time take me out to the country. I thought we were going to a friend's barbecue, but it was a hog baying.
Yeah. What's for a date?
For a date.
See, I've gone hogging on dates before.
It was a Saturday afternoon event. I thought we were having barbecue, but... the barbecue was wild hog being smoked that we actually had to pay for.
You had to pay to kill?
No, you had to pay to eat from the smoker. And it was just, hands and fingers, no utensils, no plates, no napkins.
Is it wrong?
And that wasn't a popular dating custom back in the 40s?
Thanks.
So what was it like? I've always wondered what it's like, dating in the Great Depression.
The whole thing event was actually quite interesting. It wasn't what I expected, but as far as a date, no.
Not a good date.
No.
Do you remember when Elvis came out and, changed the whole face of music?
I remember when Elvis died.
See, okay.
She's not that old.
Oh, she's old, Giorgio.
Oh, no, I listen enough to know that.
You're in your 60s, aren't you?
No. Heavens.
Let's quit BSing each other.
I listen enough to know what kind of questions I'll ask and what not to answer.
Okay. Well, thanks for your...
I do want to come to Ticket Song.
Well, come on.
Why do you sing it?
Because I love Mickey Kettleson.
Oh.
Okay.
Love that man.
Yeah, but he holds his bat weird.
I don't care.
Lee, weirdly.
So can you get me to the front of the line if I show up?
Yeah, sure. We're losing you. You're in a bad cell. Thanks for your call. We sure do appreciate it. Thanks to all the P1 females who've called in for a nice, relaxing ladies' day.
It was.
Always
wonderful.
Fun.